What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, the MGTOW Infinium sent me a very interesting article that was published on the 28th of February. Friends, remember KHS teacher. Ah, a teacher. I guess she finally got taught the final lesson of life. When you lay with dogs, don't be mad when you get fleas. Or in her case, when you decide to lay down with a menace to society, don't be mad when he becomes a menace to you. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Friends of Joy Brown have been sharing the words, quote unquote, justice for Joy since last June. Okay, this is a lengthy article, so I'm going to cut it down for time. And of course, you know, it has to be a strag. Why? Well, obviously, a teacher, the type of guy she chose, yeah. Joy Brown was best known for her love of children and family. Ah, yes. They're definitely going overtime with the, oh, she was such a good woman, blah, 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 blah. Quote, unquote, she was a very loving and caring person. She would give you her last if she had it. She was a great friend, said Shakina James. Yeah, we already know. Confirmed strag. The beloved Keekonton High School teacher was very close with her mom and daughter. Single mother, you just can't make this up. Quote, unquote, she lost her only daughter and they were best friends. Joy's mom loved her and Joy loved her mom, said longtime friend Tamiko Solomon. She was one of the most genuine, loving people I have ever met in my life. I'm so thankful that I got the opportunity to build the relationship I had with her. Boo hoo fucking hoo. Quote unquote. She was very family oriented, said friend Carla Hollingshed. She was fun to be around and definitely didn't deserve what happened to her, said friend Ashley Brown. Well, gentlemen, let's go back to our old Unforgiven quote. Deserves got nothing to do with it. Tamika Dixon decided to visit her house after not being able to talk to her throughout the day. Dixon found her friend's lifeless carcass. Court documents in Newport News obtained by the WAVY TV 10 investigations team showed Brown was shot in the head, quote unquote, inside the master bedroom, lying face up with the gun near her feet. Calvin Jackson, 46, was also shot in the head nearby. He was rushed to the hospital. A month after the shooting, police were granted a search warrant to collect evidence to match DNA from the crime scene in Hampton to Jackson. Additional court documents in Hampton show a pattern of abuse, as Joy Brown called the police several times over the years. In 2007, 2012, and 2021. Stop, hold the presses. You see, gentlemen, this is where I absolutely lose any empathy for a woman who says, oh, I was abused. Okay. One, where are the police reports? Two, why did you stay with him after the first time he went upside your head? Gentlemen, you don't escape this either. Why do you continue to stay with a woman who psychologically abuses you? Yeah. Yeah. The days of, oh, I didn't have anywhere to go, or I couldn't escape. No, 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 no. Those days are gone. 8 months after the deadly shooting, Hampton police issued an arrest warrant for Jackson. Jackson turned himself in Tuesday night, hours after WAVY.com shared his information with the public. Hampton Police Chief Jimmy Weidman explained the investigation process. In June of 2023, there was what appeared to be, on the surface, a termination slash self-termination, Weidman said. Subsequent to that, Mr. Jackson survived, but further, the investigation indicated that it was a termination, and it just appeared that the attempted self-termination was part of the cover-up for the termination of his girlfriend. We were able to collect enough evidence and support of the Commonwealth Attorney's Office to continue in our efforts to create investigative leads to get us to the point of prosecution. Jackson has been charged with second-degree termination and gun violations. He is in jail, scheduled for a bond hearing on the 1st of March. Joy Brown and Jackson shared one daughter who will now grow up with her grandmother. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, this goes back to something that KS said in one of his live streams, where there was a woman who tried to elicit the whole sympathy card. And she's like, oh, I was in an abusive relationship. So basically, he said, well, you have to look at yourself. What type of men do you attract? You mean to tell me that the only type of men you can attract are felons or Ike Turner? Yeah, ladies, take some fucking responsibility for the men that you decide to lay with. However, she's a teacher. Sounds like this guy might have been a felon. That's right. That goes back to two things: hibristophilia and the compromised black man. Yep. We all know when it comes to the American black woman, they specifically choose those types of men. Why? One simple word, gentlemen. One simple damn word. It's called control. We all know this. A jailbird, guess what? He can't impose standards on a black woman. A thug, he can't impose any sort of standards on an American black woman either. Why? Because those men know all she has to do is get a wild hair up her ass, and guess what? I can either put you out, or if you're a felon, I can call the police and get you locked back up. Gentlemen, we all know this. It is a sick-ass form of control. Nothing more, nothing damn less. And far too many black men, unfortunately, have fallen for this damn plan. Gentlemen, keep your wits about you. Keep your shit together. That way, you don't have to end up being compromised. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in their master bedroom. Doesn't say whether or not he lived there or not. So I'm going to give this a 15. Sounds like he might have went there to her place and did the deed. Method of execution. Obviously, the problem-solving pistol. Gonna give that a 5. Psychological impact. I'm gonna give this a 20 because one strag found another strag that was offline. And for the brutality factor, one to the dome, I'm gonna give that a 10. So Calvin Calamity Jackson gets a score of 50. Gentlemen, black men, do what you can to make sure that you do not become a compromised man. Yeah, oh yeah. There have been numerous videos, numerous TikToks of American black women specifically saying they want thugs, they want drug dealers, they want scammers. Why? Because, like I said before, it's all about them being able to use the system to exert control over said guy. Yeah, they'll say it's all about fast money and all this stuff, blah, 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 blah. Remember that fat ass woman who said that men who are making only $50,000 shouldn't date? Yeah, she told on herself. Why? Because she said she used to date drug dealers. Yeah. Remember, gentlemen, you do not have to become compromised just to end up trying to be quote unquote worthy in the eyes of the American black woman. That is some sick programming that they have in their minds. It is absolutely disgusting. The fact that a woman would say, yes, I want to date a criminal openly. Question. How many good black men do you think over the years became quote unquote thuggish, or should I say fake thugs, just to try to win the approval of a strag? Far too damn many. Black men, you deserve better. You know you deserve better. Why would you lower yourself for a ratchet woman? Hell, just recently, Sukihana put out a song called I Sell Coochie. Oh, gentlemen, it is over. The American black community is absolutely finished. But hey, overall, the American black woman, she chooses who she knows she can control, which is why they're so quick to say that the guy who actually has his shit together, oh, he's lame, he's corny. All those titles that they want to put on the American black man who actually follows the rules, who actually has his shit together. You know what? That's going to make for an interesting video. Labels attributed to black men. Another video for another time. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you, American black women, who believe that the only quote unquote good black man is a compromised black man that you can exert control over via the system. You need to understand this, and you need to understand this crystally clear. The power you think you have by the quote unquote system, which we all know is fake power anyway, that is going out. Feminism, which was never your fight to begin with, and the idea that you're gonna quote unquote beat black men into submission, that's going out right along with it. Because guess what? The thugs, the pookies, the Ray Rays that you're left with, guess what? Those men are getting tired of you as well. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.